Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's the Stones bringing us back to the greatest garage band of all time. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. The first one is my site, my regular site, where all the things we do here on the show are. Our Brain Trust members are there. That you can subscribe to my newsletter. Please do that. I think you'll like it. You get it every Sunday afternoon by email to get you ready for the week ahead. And you'll get a jump on some information you'll get on the newsletter that will be before anybody else gets it. And it's free. It's all free. And you can go back and you can search for topics that's on your mind, that whether you want to read about them or you want to listen to them. You can listen to the archives. You can download them to your phones and listen to them later if you want to. I don't care. It's fine with me. I want you to use it. I want to help you. I have a singular professional goal in life, and that's to help you be more successful in your small business, become a better CEO of your small business. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, folks, please learn about The Age of the Customer. Please find out. Read my articles. Listen to the archives. And it won't cost you a penny. You don't have to buy the book. You can learn about the Age of the Customer. It'll take you a little longer. If you buy the book, it's all right there together, but I'm trying to help you whether you buy my book or not. So that's the reason why we make it available in a lot of different ways. ageofthecustomer.com. You can see some videos there of me talking about it, and maybe that'll help you too. One of the things that's on our site, and it's in our newsletter, is our poll question every week. We ask you a different question every week, and we've been doing this for years now. And even though my sample is smaller, and my polling is unscientific, It's astonishing to me, in a way, that our results are almost identical to the big national scientific polls. So here's our poll this last week. We ask you, to what do you attribute the reason the U.S. economy is still slow? Now, when I said still slow, somebody might be able to say, well, why are you saying the economy is slow? The economy is not slow. People are saying it's heating up. Well, guess what? We just got GDP for third quarter, less than 2%, something like 1.5%. Very disappointing GDP numbers for third quarter. So the economy is slow. And so we ask you that, and here are the responses that we offered you. The slowdown in the global economy is the reason, especially China. The global economy is causing the U.S. economy to be slow. 2% of you said that. 2%. And then 5% said, what slow economy? We're doing great. And 16% of you said, lack of investment in the economy by corporate America. I know that's one of the reasons why the economy is slow. I've written about this. I've talked about that. But 77%, the big group, 77% said, the reason the economy is slow is Washington's anti-business policies, especially from the Obama administration. Well, folks, that kind of report is really unfortunate. It's sad, but if that 77% who believe it's Washington holding us back, if we extend that to, you know, the thousands of respondents, and it came out to be that, if we could somehow get small business organized, then we could make candidates start proposing policies that help us. And by the way, there are candidates running for president right now who on a regular basis not only invoke our name, not only say small business, but they actually say things, and I'm an expert, folks. I'm a small business expert. I take great pride in being able to say that about myself. I know I am. I've been doing this too long. So I know when they say, not only invoke our name, but when they say things that are, that they've identified are wrong, that are hurting small business, and what they would do to improve that situation, I can tell that they know what they're talking about. And you can too when you hear them. So there are people out there who are running for president, who appreciate what you and I are doing, who know the power of what we're doing. The potential is enormous, and how poorly treated we've been. And they're trying to do, and they say they want to do something about it. So I encourage you this year, this next year, as the primaries come up, as the election comes up, I'm going to continue to encourage you to, if you care about your small business, I'm going to continue to encourage you, become a single issue voter for your small business. Put those other single issues that you care so much about, I don't care what they are, put those other single issues second or third, and say to you, to, and make a commitment right now. I'm asking you, I'm begging you, make a commitment right now. Vote for a candidate that is going to be good for America's small businesses. For the person who's saying that you can tell that they know that there's something wrong and that we need help. Vote for that person first. And guess what? When we make that happen, because I believe what's good for small business is good for the world, if we make that happen, then those other issues you care about, they'll happen. Because you'll have the time and the money to deal with them, to help, to donate money and to volunteer your time. You'll have the time because the economy will be better, and that's the way it works.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.